Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, beloved listeners, and welcome once again to Winning Every Day, your daily dose of inspiration, encouragement, and God's Word to help you win every day of your life. Wherever you are listening from today, whether at home, on your way to work, preparing for school, or beginning your daily activities, I pray that the peace, strength, and favor of God will surround you. Thank you for joining me today. Let's spend a few moments in God's presence as we reflect on a powerful topic, holding on to God's promises. Our Bible text is from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, which says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." In his best-selling book, The Promise of a Pencil, entrepreneur Adam Braun shared how he started an organization that built schools around the world. What many people don't know is that before the success came, there were years of uncertainty, financial struggles, disappointments, and moments when it seemed nothing was working. There were times when funding didn't come through. There were moments when the vision looked impossible. Yet he continued because he believed in the promise and vision that had been placed in his heart. Years later, that vision became a reality, impacting thousands of lives across different nations. As I reflected on that story, I was reminded that many of us are in a similar season spiritually. God has spoken promises over our lives. We have prayed. We have believed. Yet sometimes the fulfillment seems delayed. Have you ever found yourself asking, "Lord, when will your promise come to pass? How much longer do I have to wait? If God promised it, why does it seem so far away?" If you've asked those questions before, you're not alone. One of the greatest tests of faith is not receiving a promise, it's waiting for it. Many people can celebrate when God speaks, but not everyone can remain steadfast while God is working behind the scenes. The Bible tells us in Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, that God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should change his mind. What he has spoken, he is able and willing to perform. That means God's promises are not dependent on the economy, circumstances, people, or even our emotions. His promises are dependent on his faithfulness. Can I encourage someone listening today? The delay is not a denial. The waiting season is not proof that God has forgotten you. The silence does not mean God is absent. In fact, some of God's greatest works happen when we cannot see him working. Think about Abraham. God promised him a son, yet years passed without fulfillment. Think about Joseph. God showed him greatness in a dream, yet he experienced betrayal, slavery, and imprisonment before the promise became reality. Think about David. He was anointed king long before he ever sat on the throne. In each case, God fulfilled exactly what he promised. What made the difference? They held on. Perhaps you are believing God for healing. Perhaps you are trusting him for a job. Maybe you are waiting for restoration in your family. Maybe you are praying concerning your ministry, business, marriage, finances, or future. Do not throw away your confidence. The Bible says in the book of Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3, "Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay." Notice that God did not say there would be no waiting. He simply assured us that the promise would arrive at the appointed time. So today, keep praying. Keep believing. Keep serving. Keep trusting. Keep showing up. God has not forgotten your address. He knows exactly where you are. I declare over your life today, every promise God has spoken concerning you shall come to fulfillment in Jesus' name. Every season of waiting will produce a testimony. Every discouragement is turning into divine encouragement. Every closed door that God intends to open shall open at the right time in Jesus' name. You will not abandon your faith before your breakthrough arrives. You will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and honestly ask yourself, what promise of God am I currently holding on to? Have I allowed discouragement to weaken my faith? What would change if I trusted God's timing completely? Am I focusing more on the delay or on God's faithfulness? Actions for the day. Today, write down one promise from God's word that speaks directly to your current situation. Read it throughout the day. Pray over it. Declare it aloud. Whenever doubt comes, replace it with God's promise. Remember, faith grows when God's word remains before your eyes. Beloved, God's promises do not expire because of delays. The God who promised Abraham, Joseph, David, Ruth, Esther, and countless others is still faithful today. Hold on. Stand firm. Trust His timing. What God has promised, He is able to perform. Your story is not over. Your testimony is being prepared. And your breakthrough is closer than you think. And now, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Wherever you are, say this with me. I choose faith over fear today. I trust God's timing and God's plan for my life. I will not be discouraged by delays. God is faithful to every promise He has spoken concerning me. Doors of favor are opening before me. My season of waiting is producing a season of testimony. I walk in hope, strength, wisdom, and victory. Today, I am blessed, favored, protected, and empowered to win every day. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we appreciate You for Your word today. Thank You because You are faithful and Your promises never fail. We ask that You strengthen every listener today. Encourage those who are weary, lift those who are discouraged, and renew the faith of everyone waiting for Your promises to come to pass. Let Your peace fill every heart. Let divine favor, protection, wisdom, provision, and breakthroughs accompany Your people throughout this day. May every listener experience Your goodness and faithfulness in a fresh way. We commit this day into Your hands and declare that it shall be fruitful, productive, and blessed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining today's edition of Winning Every Day. If this message has blessed you, please share it with your family, friends, colleagues, and loved ones. You never know who may need this word of encouragement today. Remember, hold on to God's promises. He who promised is faithful. Until next time, keep trusting God, keep believing, and keep winning every day. God bless you.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.